chapter 2. For this reason you are without terutz for yourself before an angry God, you, sir, each one of you who passes judgment. For in that you pass judgment on the other, you condemn yourself, for you practice the very things on which you pass judgment. And we have das that the judgment of Hashem HaShofet against those who practice such things is in accordance with Hayemes Hashem. You, sir, you who pass judgment on those who practice such things and yet do the same yourself, do you suppose then that you will escape the Mishpat Hashem? Or do you think lightly of the wealth of his Nedevut and of his Chesed and of his being Erech Apayim and of his Zitzfash, disregarding the fact that the Chesed Hashem is to lead you to Teshuvah? As a result of your Kashi and your Levavot without Teshuvah, you are storing up for yourself Haron Af Hashem in the Yom Af, when will be revealed the Mishpat HaTzedek of Hashem, who will render La'ish Kama Sehu to those who by Zitz Fleish persevere in doing Ma'asim Tovim, seek for Kavod and honor and incorruptibility, he will give Haye Olam. But to those who are self-seeking and who have no Mishmat to Ha'emes Hashem, but instead have Mishmat to Resha, there will be Haron Af Hashem and fury. There will be affliction and distress on every living neshama who brings about what is Ra, Yehudi above all, and Yevani as well. But Teferet and Kavod and Shalom to everyone who brings about what is Tov, Yehudi above all, and Yevani as well. For Ki Ein Masor Panim Im Hashem, for as many as have committed averos and sinned lacking the Torah shall also perish lacking the Torah. And as many as have committed averos under the Torah shall be condemned under the Torah. For it is not the Shomei HaTorah who are the Tzadikim, who are accounted to be Yitzdak Im Hashem. It is the Shomrei HaTorah who will be counted to be Yitzdak Im Hashem. For when non-Jews, who have not the Torah, do by nature what the Torah requires, they not having the Torah are the Torah for themselves, in that they demonstrate the Torah at work, the Torah written in their levavot, their matzpum also bearing witness, while their thoughts bring accusation or even make defense among themselves, in the Yom HaDin, when according to my Besur Sageola, Hashem through Rivi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua is to judge the secrets of Kol B'nei Adam. But if you are called by the name Yehudi, and rely on the Torah, and boast in Hashem, and have das of His will, and approve the things that matter, being instructed from the Torah, and being confident that you are a Morei Derek of the Ivrim, and or for those in Hoshek, a rabbinic Morei of the foolish, a Malamed of the young, having the embodiment of das and emes in the Torah, you then, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach, lo tignov, do you steal? You who say, lo tinaf, do you commit adultery? You who abhor ililim, do you rob pagan temples? You who boast in the Torah through sur min haTorah, you commit chilul Hashem, as it is written among the goyim, kol hayom Hashem haElohim minoatz. Because of you, for the bris milah is a benefit if you stand in mishmat to the Torah. But if you are guilty, if you are sur min haTorah, your bris milah has become uncircumcision. If then the ben adam without bris milah is shomer, fulfilling the just requirements of the Torah, will not his uncircumcision be counted as bris milah? And the naturally uncircumcised ben adam who has mishmat to the Torah will arise as a judgment on you. You, the very one who through humrah and circumcision are the transgressor of Torah. For the true Yehudi is not the one humanly perceived as such, nor true bris milah that which is performed visibly in the flesh. The true Yehudi is so in Hashem's hidden way, and true bris milah is of the lev in the hitchadshut, renewal of the Ruach HaKodesh, and not in humrah. The one so marked has hoda'ah that comes not from B'nai Adam, but from Hashem.